you can become an approved DoT agent, the Department of Telecommunications. You can have communications with countries abroad, India, and you are a certified agent. The Ministry of Tourism grants approvals to agents who meet the criteria and maintain quality standard and service as specified. Depending on the type of business approvals, they can be sought. What kind of business approval do you want? Do you want to sell only hotels? Do you want to sell only airlines? What kind of permissions you're looking at? Packages? What is the way you want to grow the business? Depending on the type of business, you can look for all approvals like IATA, and then you can move on to other certifications if and will they suit your needs. Now, document what are required for the first approval. Application form and duplicate duly filled in. Two attested photographs pasted on both sides of the application form. This is just a general knowledge. Documentary proof, preferably registration certificates from government in support of the beginning of your operation of your firm. A completion of complete audited balance sheet for the latest financial year. Income tax acknowledgement for the latest assessment year. Service tax registration number from the concerned authority. And certificate of chartered accountant stating your paid up capital. This is the requirements that you have when you give to become a DoT agent. So you have to have all these documents ready with you. Documents required for first approval. Reference letter from the bank on its letterhead. Original regarding your firm's bank account stating that your firm has a bank account. The details of staff employed giving names, designation, educational qualification and experience in the tourism field and length of service in your organization. Copies of certificates are necessary to be enclosed. Then, list of directors, partners or the name of the proprietor. Details of office premises, whether located in commercial or residential area. Office space in square feet. The minimum office space should be at least 150 square feet for the rest of India and 100 square feet for hilly areas, which are above 1000 meters from sea level. And accessibility to toilet and reception area. Very important. Just see all this is mentioned. A demand draft of 3000 towards the processing fees. You have asked for a DoT. You need a demand draft of 3000 rupees. Procedure for approval. The documents are received from applicants and are scrutinized in all aspects. They are then acknowledged by the Travel Trade Division. The inspection for the first approval is conducted by the inspection team within a period of 60 working days from the receipt of the application. After the inspection, the approval letter is sent to the applicant saying that yes, you can become a member of DoT. The travel agents can apply for any of the below categories. Let's see. Travel agent who makes arrangements of tickets for travel by air, ship, rail, passport, visa. It may also arrange accommodation, tours, entertainment and other tourism related services. This is one. Inbound tour operators who make arrangements for transport, accommodation, sightseeing, entertainment and other tourism related activities for foreign tourists. You get certified as an inbound tourist operator. Then you can also apply for tourist transport operators who provides transport. Then for cars, coaches, boats to tourists for transfer, sightseeing and journeys to tourist places. So this also is something which is required where you can say I am specialized in tourist transportation operation. You will have to have a fleet of cars or you have to have a tie-up where you can give these services and see to it they are professional because it's an impression of India. So before you take on anything from outside or India, you have to be able to show that you can deliver the job. Adventure tour operator who is engaged in activities related to adventure tourism in India, namely water sports, aerosports, mountaineering, trekking and safaris of various kinds, etc. In addition to that, he may also make arrangements for transport, accommodation. Adventure tour operators cannot operate without a license. Another aspect, they need to have a license to be an adventure tour operator. Domestic tour operators who make arrangements for transport, accommodation, sightseeing, entertainment, all tourism related activities within the country. So that's called domestic tour operators. That's within your country. It does not go outside the country. They're known as domestic tour operators. Now, limitations of the travel agency business. Very high competition levels. It's not high, it's very high. Every year, many entrepreneurs can start a travel agency and becomes difficult to survive in the tough competition. Elements of uncertainty. The airline schedules, whether weather conditions, government regulations, natural disasters are beyond the control of anyone, and it affects the travel agency business. Effect of currency exchange rate fluctuations. The transactions between the foreign operators, the foreign exchange passengers carry, all gets affected with the fluctuations in currency. You may decide to deal in currencies, but you may know that the dollar has fallen. You had bought the dollar. So it becomes a bit of a problem. So you have to be very careful when you're dealing, because the currency exchange can have huge number of fluctuations. Now, the relations between the two countries, the political and diplomatic relations between the two countries affect the tourism business. Bad diplomatic relations affect grants of visas, letting the airlines to land or overfly the nation, thus impacting terrorism. Like it has been recently said, the people are being asked to pull out of Yemen because of certain political unrest over there. This happens often in cases where there is a problem. When there is a problem in Iraq, the war in Iraq, Indians were asked to come back. Fluctuations in demand, perception of the countries in the traveler's mind, and fashion and trends of the season have a very huge impact on the people where they will travel this season. If the trend is for adventure tourism, then destinations with a lot of adventure activities will be in demand. It all depends where the attraction is this year. You have to be able to know if the attraction is going to be in adventure tourism, people will want to go there. The attraction could be because you having in a certain season fashion shows in Paris, Milan, the world's greatest fashion shows. So all designers from over the world, people who are interested in fashion, fashion enthusiasts might want to go to a certain place or to a certain city. Then that itself will create a demand. So you have to be ready to cater to those demands. Tourism is an experience which starts from the day a customer plans to travel and include services provided before at the destination and after and the journey by various kind of people. So it's not only just about the trip, it's about before, it's about after, it's during the trip, what all the customer feels, wants, demands and needs. You have to be able to give them a good experience if your HR planning is in place. This industry is people-centric because they are people traveling and the people are the most important resource, so you need to understand that. Human resources development and planning is therefore very crucial to succeed in any segment of the industry. Your HR team has to be extremely strong. You have to have the right kind of people. When a customer comes to you with a booking of 50 people, it's a huge amount of money because international tickets cost money. And if you can have so many people traveling, the business could be in lakhs. Or will be in lakhs. So you have to have a very professional, efficient team to be able to see that the business does not go anywhere. HR initiatives for a successful enterprise, work environment, experienced staff, staff motivation, education and trainings. You have to have a very good work environment, good office areas, good settings in your office for them to enjoy working. You have them the latest technological equipments to be able to function effortlessly. You have to have people who have worked in this industry, so it makes it a lot easier. Remember, when you're working with people from a particular industry who have had experience before, they bring something to the table as a staff. It's not about they're just sitting there following your orders blindly. They will come in with suggestions and ideas which could have an impact on the growth of the company, and it could be very positive. Staff motivation. You have to keep your staff motivated. When you start a new place, when you start a new tour, your staff has to be excited to be able to sell that. It's important to keep your staff motivated. The staff motivation is very important. When you bring around tours, packages, the staff has to feel excited. Once they feel excited, they in turn will be able to pass that emotion to the next people. So it is a very important aspect of your company. They will enjoy working, enjoy selling, and it will be a win-win situation for your company. Education and trainings. You have to educate your staff. There has to be training sessions. There has to be something which is learning. They are not robots. You need to bring about something to them. You need to tell them, listen, you are doing good, but you're going to improve you. You're going to make you the best at what you are. When they come to work and after they go from there, they should feel they have become a better, newer person. Always very important. These measures help to keep the staff loyal towards the company, and there is less of staff turnover. It's always good to have less staff turnover. Now, what are the HR initiatives for a successful enterprise, work environment, an ambient office, and adequate workstations, well equipped with all the required essentials, have to be provided for effective work. A good office, well decorated, good environment. You have to have all the essentials. You have to have laptops which are working at great speeds. So be able to, you can send out, you have a good in-mail system in the office where you can send out mails to the customer within your office. Everything has to be taken care of. You have to have a person from the IT department, because if something goes wrong, that can create a problem and delay in work. So you have to be very efficient in providing all the technological resources to your team to be able to function well. Then a peaceful and stress-free work atmosphere helps in fulfilling a high-pressure travel agent's profile. It's not easy to sell a tour to 50 people. It's not easy to get people to shell out money. You have, because there's a lot of competition in the market. So you have to be able to see that you offer them the best deal, and then that can only happen when your staff is working well, without stress, in peaceful atmosphere, and enjoying their work. Then only will the results come. Experienced staff. It's very important. When a person comes from another place, he brings with him certain knowledge, certain experiences, certain motivations, certain of his ideas, which can be incorporated into your enterprise. Remember, they have done that work in the same field. They know what could be right, and they know where you could probably go wrong. So with that experience, they could probably help you in taking, you know, the right step and not going in the wrong direction. HR policy to recruit well-trained and experienced staff helps to maintain the required standard of service. Whenever you take someone from a relevant industry, when you take someone from the industry that you are in, it will help. It will always give you something positive. It will always show you that this person does not need more effort and more training. It's easier to work on. Now, what are the initiatives? Other initiatives for a successful enterprise? Motivate staff. You have to give commissions for each bookings made. Sending the staff on fan trips during off-season and giving cash rewards helps in having a highly motivated staff. Give them cash rewards. Give them commissions for the bookings that they make. Very important. They feel happy that they've done the work and they're getting something in return. Send them on a fan trip to some places. How does it feel that you can send the best beautiful of locations and destinations but can't go there yourself? Well, somewhere in their heart, they also wish that I'm selling this place, but I wish I could go. So try and sell them, if not to the big ones, at least the small ones. Let them also enjoy what they sell. Let them also see and take in the experience and the emotion what they give to their clients. It's a great way of keeping your staff happy. And give cash rewards. They're nothing better than money. Every staff loves money. Higher education. Try and give them a training program which is very different, which helps them grow as an individual, which could probably be related to the travel industry, but also it helps them learn something new about work, about the work ethics, about how to grow in a company and an organization. They will always value that. Sending staff for product upgradations. You have certain product, you have to upgrade the product. You have to sell them. You have to sell the new products. You have to sell them to new customers. You have to tell the staff, go, get upgraded. Learn how you're going to sell this. What are the new features? What are the new things? Probably there's something new happening in a country. You have to be able to tell them, to teach them, and to able to upgrade them to the latest stuff happening around the world, because the world is changing very fast. And once that happens, it will be very exciting for you. For example, the Airbus 380, when it was launched, I'm sure travel agencies across the world, tour operators across the world, must have made a scramble to learn about the A380, to see its interiors on video, to understand what the plane is about, what does the ticket cost. It's exciting stuff. GDS trainings or seminars help them perform their duties more efficiently. Once you have trainings, once you have seminars, they help them to learn things, to be able to perform their tasks faster. It's a great way of teaching your staff to become more efficient and expert at their field. Organizational structure of a travel agency. An organization structure means a proper management structure which plans, directs, coordinates, and controls all the activities of a travel agency. A successful organization structure should have the proper division of labor, grouping of functions, well-allocated duties and responsibilities, and job profiles for each role. Someone is handling tickets. You have a department which is handling inbound tours. You have another department which is handling outbound tours. You have one person who is taking care of the local group handlers who are going to be there when the group reaches there. That person in charge to see that the group handler is there at that location. That person in that office will only supposed to handle group handlers. It's a very specified and a detailed job. Once you allocate the jobs to everyone, it becomes a lot easier for you to function, to get more bookings, and not waste your time in doing too many things, which it can be allocated and well-oiled and worked upon to get more volume of business and not waste time. A proper hierarchy and line of control as well as responsibility helps in fixing the accountability of the jobs done or undone. When you know a certain person has a certain responsibility, he has to do a certain thing. If something goes wrong, you know whom to hold responsible. If something is done well, you need to know whom to congratulate or whom to pat your back. It is very important to be able to have the right people in your office with their proper designations so that everyone knows his or her work and there is no confusion about what needs to be done. The organizational structure will depend on the size and the type of the business. It depends if you're doing only hotel bookings. It depends if your company is doing only airline tickets. It depends if your company is doing hotel tickets, airlines, and a combination of both, but not packages and tours. But nowadays, mostly what happens is an agency wants to get into everything. It's not that they want to make money only through one or two means. They would like to do a lot of different things, explore more areas, more avenues, and understand and grow in size. So every company wants to do most of the things that are available in the travel and tourism industry. Smaller and medium-sized firms have a very simple organizational structure. They probably have a staff of 3-4 dedicated to certain portfolios, and that is their duty to do only that. Because like you said, a retailer which is a travel agent will have two people. One will probably just look after tickets. One will probably look after the hotel bookings. One will see that everything is sent across to the customer and the payments are collected. So it's a very small structure. The departments are not differentiated, maybe. It could be the case that one person is handling something or everything. Then each staff handles everything related to travel and have knowledge of all departments of the travel industry. When it's a small team, when you have two people, then both the persons are handling everything. Because you have a very small organization and there's no chance of giving departments to everyone. So the person will collect the payment from the customer, give them the details about the whole trip, see that their tickets are done, the hotel bookings are done, the payments are received, all the documents are sent to them. So this, in this case, probably one staff will handle 6 customers and the other staff will handle 6 customers. So if they are 12, two of them will handle 6 and they are customers and they see that everything is done. So there's no specialization here, but that's a way of functioning. There is no separate HR department probably. In these cases, what usually happens is the director or the proprietor or a partner takes an interview. One of the partners, if it's just two partner firm, then one of the partners will call for the staff or probably both the partners will sit down, see, talk, take an interview, and that's it. If the person is good, they find the person efficient and skilled, you get the job. Larger companies have well-developed formal organizational structure. They have well-defined departments and have well-defined job profiles for each jobs like SOTC, Thomas Cook, Cox & Kings. These are big companies, Agba Travels. The company is properly managed by management staff and they have directors. They have the board of directors too. HRD and trainings is an important part of the organization structure. If you see companies like Reliance, Tata's, Birla's, many of them may not be into travel, but then they have proper trainings. They have proper HRD. This is a way to grow the company, to grow the people in your company, to see how the structure can be well-oiled, it can become more efficient. The people are taught. They're taught to grow. Their mindsets grow. They work better. They perform better. It becomes better for your company, and your customers are extremely happy. Now, what is a medium-sized travel agency? Let's look at this. Travel manager or the proprietor, like we said. Operations head, accounts head, executive 1, 2, 3, and admin executive. So what happens here? The proprietor takes an interview, takes a person on board. There's an operations head to see everything happens. There's the accounts head to see that the money is coming in. 1, 2, 3, all will do the same job. They'll probably take the ticket. They will probably sell the ticket. They will probably see that the whole tour or the package is being given. They'll probably explain everything to the customer and see that the money goes to the accounts head. Once this happens, their job is over. The admin executive is there just to see that everything in place, the stationery, the computer, everything in the office is working properly. All the requisites that are required in the office are working well. Now, large travel agency, let's say the senior vice president. You'll have a large travel agency. You have vice president inbound tours, vice president outbound tours, vice president marketing. Sorry about that. Inbound tours, outbound tours. Then you'll have marketing, vice president finance, general manager operations, general manager sales, general manager operation, general manager sales in inbound and outbound tours. See the hierarchy over here. Then you have in marketing, general manager contracting, general manager finance. When you say contracting, what is contracting? Contracting is you tell a resort or you tell a hotel that, listen, we are going to have a contract with you. Tell us what is the rate you're going to give us. What commission do we get? So the hotel says, well, I sell my room at 9,000 rupees. I give travel agents a rate of 7,500. But because it is you, which is a big company, instead of 7,500, I'll give you a special rate of 6,500. So that's a contract that I made exclusively with your company, which is not for the other travel agents. So this happens in the big companies. So a big, large-sized travel agency gets this kind of a special rate, and it's a contract for around the year. Then it could be probably the contract is for an off-season or an on-season. Probably in the off-season, the rate differs. Then finance, general manager, admin, and HR. Managers here, the manager here, and this is how the hierarchy works. Then a private limited travel agency. What happens here? Board of directors, managing director, CEO, CFO, it's a chief financial officer, vice president operation, vice president marketing, vice president HR and admin, vice president finance, manager operations of all branches, manager sales of all branches, manager admin of all branches, manager finance of all branches. Then you slide down and you have executives, you have people handling inbound tour executives, outbound tour executives, packaging tour executives, all different departments. Travel agency should always have a HR plan ready before the recruitment starts. Some important points to be considered are how to recruit the right people. Whom are the people that you take? You take them from another industry or from a travel industry. The composition and salary at different level. What is the compensation that you're giving them? The salary that you're giving them. Is it good enough? Are they happy? Are they satisfied with what they're getting? Very important aspect. How will the staff be managed? Who will look after staff? Who will see what the staff needs? Is everything working well? Is everything in the office fine? You have to have someone who's going to take care. That's probably the guy, the admin guy, who will see that the office is working fine, the requisites in the office are being fulfilled, and probably someone to keep the staff motivated and happy. Will they require training? Of course, every staff requires training. You have to be able to see how to give training to your staff to make them better, to make them more efficient and improved at their work. Measures needed to retain good workers. Always never lose a good worker. See to it that you have a good worker. The worker is in place. He works with you for a longer period of time. There's a sense of belonging that comes in the worker. You are happy that someone efficient is handling your work and you don't need someone else to take on someone else and train and start the whole procedure again, because that in itself is a loss. So these are certain ways that you work. Thank you so much.